to the Ramon Foster Show, brought to you by the Get-Go Cafe and Market, where they're open around the clock serving hot, fresh food. Ramon, happy Monday.
Happy Monday, man. You know what? I'll take a little bit of overcast, get a break from the heat. You know I always like this, DK, because the summers are, they're hot. But guess what? A bonus for me is I don't have to practice.
Mm-hmm. We would have a case of the Mondays, to quote the legendary film Office Space, except for the fact that the Steelers were in pads today out in Latrobe. First practice with just everybody go at it. Yeah. And that's always when things get fun. They did backs on backers. They did seven shots. They did the whole deal. It was a full live session. The only negative out of everything, Moan, is that Najee Harris came up with some kind of left foot injury. Had to take his shoe off, was getting checked out, went back to the sideline, wasn't carded or anything like that. So, yeah. I mean, look, you don't That'd want him. Crazy. Yeah, you don't want him participating in this stuff anyway for the most part here. Let's talk about the one question that always comes more often than any other around this time of year, and that's, who looks good? That's what everybody wants to know, right? Here at our headquarters and shop downtown, that's what people walk in and say, hey, DK, who looks good out in Latrobe? Who looks good? Well, these are just basically boring, you know, executed drills. Yeah. But let's talk about it, Moan. Who looks good? You know, who do we like?
From the fine reporters at DK Pittsburgh Sports, they've pretty much alluded that George Pickens has had a really good one. We got to throw that out. Dan Moore has looked pretty good so far in camp, too. The usual suspects are doing what they usually do, right, DK? I tried to bring up Alex Highsmith, but you're like, no. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Cam is going to do what he's supposed to do. But just in general, those are the guys that's kind of stuck out a little bit. And I'll say this, too. It doesn't seem to be a whole bunch of bad press coming out about either Mason or Mitch Trubisky, too. So that in all is good for either one of us, aside from the fact that that the young guy hasn't got as many reps as you like him to as far as Kenny Pickett goes. But we know what this process is going to be for Kenny Pickett. Look, you're going to sit back and learn, and we're going to work you in as much as we possibly can. But Mason has had a quiet, good camp so far, and it seems that Mitch Trubisky is pretty much doing the same thing too.
Well, the quarterbacks are obviously the lowest hanging fruit in this discussion because everybody's watching them. Everybody's monitoring and counting and tracking, and we're doing it too. Believe me, we're not above it. Every single pass that these guys make. And I've been trying to delay this portion of the discussion for a while here, not just here, but in writing and everything, just because it didn't mean anything. Is it, you know, they're just throwing on, they're just designed X's and O's plays. Today is when it started meaning something, you know?
When the physicality steps in.
Yes, when it's football.
Steps in. And like I said, for me, because of some people push back on me when I made this statement, the one guy that I'm glad our producer Eddie brought to our attention was Dan Moore. We're going to speak about these quarterbacks throughout the entire season, heck, all camp and everything else. Like you said a second ago, everybody's documenting every single thing that they've done in this camp setting because, well, it's the first time in 20 years we've actually had to do this. But the one guy that's a key to all of this, and of course we got to talk about the left guard at some point too, as far as who's doing what at those positions, but Dan Moore protecting that backside is going to be key. Not just for himself, but just overall play of this, DK.
Yeah, that's here's something you'll enjoy hearing, but Alex Highsmith was asked today, who are the guys who've impressed him the most so far in camp? And he gave the real quick answer that everybody's been giving, which is George Pickens. And then he said in the very next breath, Dan Moore. Now, remember, who's he facing?
He's facing Alex, right?
Yeah. Okay. So that's on his mind. So I'm just trying to give it full context here. But still, he did mention Dan Moore.
But that goes also, DK, that he's veteran enough. Now, what is this, his third year?
Third year.
He's seen a lot of time. He's played a good bit. He understands what's what as far as, look, I'm a dog the hell out of this guy because he's a rookie. And he probably did that a good bit last year. And this year seems to be a little bit different. When I reached out to Dan, I was like, look, man, I said some things about you on the podcast. It wasn't anything bad, but you need to know this is what I think of you and what you're capable of. And for him, he was just like, man, I'm going to come on the podcast, but I'm working right now. And you know what I said? He's in the right frame of mind.
That was the right answer. Not for us, but for him and for the team. Yeah.
Because what if we always say, we don't care what you do as far as the media goes, as long as it shows itself on field. And he's making that the number one item on his list this time of the year is, look, I'm all for Ramon. I love you, but I got to get right in camp. And it seems to me that right now, Alex Highsmith saying what he said about him so far, he's on the right track. Again, every day ain't going to be the same day. He's going to have some days where it's like, man, that guy sucks. But that's what camp is, DK. I don't want to say he sucks, but everybody has that one day. It's like, dude, can you even walk? But that's a good sign from him, man, to get a little bit of praise from a guy that's been around the block three times now.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that you're looking for. When I said earlier, okay, this doesn't count, this doesn't matter, whatever. I'll tell you what does count and what does matter in this opening week. It's what you just alluded to a little bit ago, and that's the negatives. Have you heard, read, and I haven't seen with my own eyes, any negatives?
Yeah. No.
Do you know what I'm saying? And like there would be, you know, let's say, for example, if we said, wow, gee, Devin Bush is really struggling, for example. Well, actually, by every account today in Latrobe, he had a really nice day out there. Yep. Yep. Showed good speed, good pursuit, made plays, caught people from behind.
Yep.
Devin Bush matters. Not being a negative, that's progress in and of itself because he was a negative last season.
Mm-hmm. And you know who else has had a pretty good one too? Miles Jack. Is it kind of strange and ironic that those two guys get named as far as having good days at camp and pads? Because that's what they do at that position, DK.
Swing vote. Swing vote. You hear me talk about it on offense, but it matters on defense too. There's no swing vote on the defense like the inside linebacking group. Man. And I have to include, because Mike Tomlin does it, I have to include Robert Spillane in this. I am telling you, Moan, Spillane is going to do this with those guys. You are not going to see a religious duo out there. You are going to see Spillane work through. And in certain contexts, I'm okay with that.
But see, this is also the beauty of having Spillane too in those packages. Let's say if you do have a two tight end set to where you know Devin Bush is back to himself and he can drop in coverage, you'll have two guys that can play the run and a guy that can also be your nickel slash linebacker role, man. And that could be dangerous to set up some key turnovers in games, man. You know what I'm saying?
I do. There's no way we're changing topics. We're gonna be right back after a break and just do more of this. Because once you can feel it, we're like, you know, we're just, yeah, okay, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Since there's no such thing as overanalyzing the Steelers training camp, and that's doubly true once they get into pads and start doing backs on backers and blowing people up.
Oh.
Moan, who got blown up?
I even hate to associate this name with getting blown up, okay? Because this isn't in their family. This isn't in their pedigree. But it was Derek Watt.
Derek Watt got blown up.
And backs on backers. And let me tell y'all this before
who did this
by
thing?
Miles Jack.
Miles Jack!
We did it.
We did the whole segment just for that. It wasn't planned.
No.
Look, if you guys don't know what that's a reference to, you haven't been a football fan long enough. You just haven't.
He got blown up by Miles Jack, man. And y'all know Derek Watt is not a small dude. But Miles Jack isn't an overly big guy either. He's super athletic. He can move.
All leverage. Those drills are all who gets underneath.
So this is how it goes, and I'll preface camp by saying this. This is the thesis of camp, okay? You got to survive it. Every day is survival. It is. And this is why I say this. Some days you get the bear, and some days the bear gets you. That's camp in a nutshell. How many times can you get back up like Derek Watt had to and go say, hey, run it back, give me another coach? Because that's what it is about. Camp and football camp is all about willpower. If you got me, then you got to see me again tomorrow. And Miles Jack apparently blew up Derek Watt today and had everybody at DK Pittsburgh Sports talking about it. I just got to throw that out there.
I got to say that the other guy that's been getting strong reviews, and I started talking about him at the end of the last segment, which is why I wanted to continue this, is Robert Spillane. Spillane has a visible, obvious shortcoming, and that is that he is not the guy you want chasing people in pass coverage. No, he's gotten better at it, He's worked his rear end off.
Yeah.
But he's just not going to be able to look up in the sky and say, hey, God, can you make me faster? It ain't going to happen.
And say this too, DK. Everybody has their deficiencies, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just have to say that. That's not a dog at all, okay?
But I'll also say that Devin Bush wasn't going to do in Nashville what Robert Spillane did to Derrick Henry. The reverberations, I'm sure, can still be felt there in lovely Hendersonville where you're doing this show from.
They can. Yes, okay. They can. I felt the rumble right there.
So why not look at them situationally? You don't want to advertise if you're a defensive guy. You don't want to say, hey, Spillane's on the field, so we're anticipating runs, so you just know automatically to pass. But you can mix and match there. You can go in obvious running situations and just say, hey, here's Spillane, right?
Yeah, you could in obvious passing – I mean, obvious running situations, okay? With this being said, DK – you don't want that to become the norm. If it's a situation 3rd and 10, guess what? Put your nickel in. If it's 3rd and 1, guess what? Spillane comes in the game. Like, those are the situations to put either one of them out there to what an offense can pretty much dictate what happens next. That's a bad scheme. I just got to say it, but you're 100% correct. In those short distance runs, in those situations to where you got to have a yard go the opposite direction for the defense, then you put him and Miles Jack in as opposed to him and Devin Bush. And we're saying this, but Devin Bush is a frigging bullet shooting through the A-gap. So that's something that we got to see from him this camp is, look, what is your physicality, right? You have natural limitations as far as your size. You're not Robert Spillane as far as the thickness and just how big he is.
He's got to be able to knock people back. He's got to at least tackle better. And I understand, and I'm saying this right now, at least from my own perspective, clean slate for Bush.
For me too.
By everybody, including Mike Tomlin, they will tell you that they were just impressed that he played at all. They were impressed with his participation last season. Wow. I'm going to accept that, okay, because they know way more about what's going on inside that knee and that rehab than I do.
And what's cool about this is we're already getting good stuff from camp about him. And I know it's the first day and all, but we're already getting that. And that didn't happen a whole lot last
swing year. Swing vote. We talk about the offense probably too much. The defense. Oh, here we go again.
Again, you're an offense racist. I said it earlier. You're an offense racist. You side with the defense, and that's not okay on this show, okay? But you know what? You got the floor right now. Go ahead and let them have it. Let them know how you feel, DK. You're an offensive racist. That's what you are.
I have no right to any floor as the exposed racist that I am. When we come back on the Ramon Foster Show, the only segment that matters. Welcome back to the Ramon Foster Show, and the only segment that matters is our Hey Moan segment. For that, we've got Derek, my man, here. He's at the HQ and shop buying some stuff. I'm going to put him on here, and he's going to ask you a question.
Let's go.
Here you go, Derek.
Hey, Mr. Foster, how are you?
Good afternoon, Derek, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, a question for you, fast question.
All right.
Do you think we're flying under the radar, or do you really think we're going to be good as not advertised? Because, you know, like I said, I was following from last year, and we did a lot better than everybody thought we were going to do. Like, you know, with the addition of the new offensive lineman, you know, and I think we're really flying under the radar. We're really going to be nice this year.
You know what? I've been quietly saying that because I think the question that surrounds all of us is, what are we going to do at quarterback? But I look at that position and also kind of say, too, is we got a lot of weapons around them. And I heard you bring up the offensive line before you got on. And I'll say this. You got a solid right tackle, got a solid young guy at left tackle too. You went in free agency, something we've never really done to this magnitude, and signed a multi-year deal with a young, good offensive lineman as far as James Daniels goes. You got Mason Cole in the middle too. And now you're making two guys fight it out as far as Kendrick Green and as far as Dotson, okay? Those two matter the most to me in this position. And I think that who wins this is going to be the guy that really takes this offensive line to the next freaking step as far as saying, look, they got a unit now. Now, let's look at the skill guys around the quarterback. You got Deontay, you got Chase, You got Najee. You got Pat Freiermuth. And the young guy that we've heard people speak about as of late in camp has been George Pickens, man. Okay? And we're not even counting the other guys that's behind him, okay? Zach Gentry that's going to play a role. You know what I'm saying? And then if you don't start Kendrick Green, you have depth amongst that offensive line too. And if he does have to come in, and then he's going to be more hungry. He's going to find himself in a position where he's not going to want to give up that starting position. So are people taking this under are we under the radar? Yes, absolutely. And that's because of subtraction of Ben. That's simply what it is. You give this team to another franchise quarterback, and they're saying this is one of the top teams in the AFC. That quarterback position does matter. Now, I'll say this. It's a matter of what does the OC do to support that quarterback as far as his team can go. How are you going to scheme up wins to where you protect him as far as his deficiencies? How are you going to be able to make sure that, look, he knows his reads in this short amount of time, because you just got Mitch, early this year. Mason's been there, but he's been learning the offense, and it depends on what type of opportunities he get. And me personally, I've said this before. I don't know if I want to see Kenny Pickett out there this year. I've said all of this about the offense because why? I think you and me and everybody else, we don't really worry too much about this defense. As long as they have Cam, as long as they have some depth with Tyson Alualu in there, Chase or Alex Highsmith being the guy that's going to grow into his third year, and then that middle linebacker position too. Say this, from what we know about it in day one, Miles Jack had a solid day, and so did Devin Bush. The back end secondary will handle itself. I do think rushing coverage matters to each other if they're working together. If you're in a position where that front line is getting after the quarterback and the quarterback is scrambling, guess what? The DBs will do their job on the back end as long as they don't give up a big bust play. Minka's one of the best safeties in the world, and Terrell Edmonds has been a guy that's been very underappreciated too. So looking at our division, what do we have? Cincy, I think they're going to be solid. But they're also a number one team this year, meaning they got to play all the number one seeds in the AFC. How will they actually handle that? Did Cincy catch people off guard last year? Cleveland, they got to get past these six games or whatever it's going to be with Deshaun. They have a solid team, but I just don't trust Cleveland at all, okay? And Baltimore, it's a matter of containing Lamar. Their defense is like our defense. They're always going to be fine, but it's a matter of containing Lamar. I made a bet with a guy two nights ago. I said, look, we can finish second in the AFC North. And he was like, no, y'all going to finish fourth. And we bet on that right there. I said, to me, I think second is a fair shot at where the Steelers could finish in the AFC North, because I want to see what Cincy does as far as their new team that they've kind of bought. But I'm also of the mindset I'd rather fly under the radar a little bit too, Derek.
Yep, that's my thought exactly.
If I'm wrong in what I'm saying, you let me know. And I'm not playing the homer role. I'm just looking at the team the way others hadn't really. There's not a whole lot of questions at receiver.
For me, I'm pretty optimistic, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as the offensive line is concerned, because right now it's the time to build that cohesion. Why they at training camp, and that's where you develop an attitude, like, you know what I'm saying, on the direction that you're going to take your team. Mm-hmm. You understand it? Like, you've been in many training camp battles. Them ain't your buddies till you make the team.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
Yep. And like I said, the position I worried about is at left guard. And watching how Kendrick Green and Kevin Dotson battle it out, if it's who I think is going to win, then I think you're in a good position because that light bulb will finally turn on in his head.
But I really can't wait for Kenny Pickett to get in. And I understand that it's his first year, but you're a professional and you make millions of dollars to do your job. You know what I'm saying? So what you got to learn on the fly? So what you got to be thrown into the fire? You know what I'm saying? But you build your skills from adversity. You know, it's time to go.
That's true. You know, we're going to see, man. I'm still excited about it.
Sometimes we can't wait. Not for long league. Let's get it now.
You better believe it, man.
Good luck to you. Thank you, young man.
I appreciate it.
All right. Bless you.
You too. DK is going to get fired. I'm telling you. This, you're going to get fired, DK.
Fired again?
Yeah.
I'm not allowed, but thank you. My man's offering me some Reese's peanut butter cups.
Hey, Derek brings snacks too, man.
He did. He did. Yeah, this is
seat up. It's gonna be a problem.
I mean, that is how it is. You know, you have to feel confident and self-assured, you know, in order to do stuff like that, you know. Anyway, let's do another one tomorrow, Mo.
Hey, let's do it.